Good morning. Good morning, everyone. There we go. A little bit off the pace this morning, but let's see if we can get it on track. Hope you're well, folks. Let's get this puppy on the road. Morning Wealth Coffee Chats again on a Monday. Marvelous Monday. Hope you're well, wherever you are, folks. Good to see you online. We've got a few of the early birds up and at it already. Chris is there. How are you, Chris? Good to see you, mate. Got the coffee going on. Good to see you. There we go. Kevin's in the house, and it's his birthday. It's Kevin's birthday. Here we go.
Happy birthday!
Anyway, there you go. Good on you, Kevin. Good to see you, mate. Thanks for joining. Great to have you here. Whoever's behind the Facebook veil, there you go. Hey, as everything warms up, do some quick intros and then we'll get into it as we always do, folks. But you guys know the drill. This is Wealth Coffee Chats. We're talking about property investing. We do this each weekday or thereabouts mostly at about 10 past eight. Try and sort some fact from fear. And the media is winding up a little bit at the moment, which is always good because when it does, it gives me something to talk about on these morning get-togethers. There we go. Jeff's in the house as well. Going on a bit of a holiday, Jeff. Good to see you, mate. There we go. Alex is there too. Hello. If you are new, though, make sure you pop a little hello in the chat like the regulars are doing. It'd be great to hear from you. And if you didn't already know, Jason Whitten is my name. There you go. Done the intros. Let's get into it today. Hey, what's going on? Some interesting headlines out there in the world of media and newspapers and bits and pieces. You keep an eye on a few things and, you know, a couple of the interesting headlines that I've been having a bit of a giggle at, you know, property investors flee the market, land sales boom in Sydney, crash in Melbourne. And the other one is that apartments or unit, I need to grab that one, units are now the choice of ownership or choice of purchase of a property. And let's dig deeper into that today, folks. Let's have a little look at what's going on or thoughts or opinions or understandings of these things. What is happening here? You know, why is the media jumping on a little something and trying to make a headline out of nothing? Bit of a shout out to my compadre Timmy Boyle. He provides a lot of these bits and pieces, bit of data. He hoovers it up all over the internet, and I grab a few of his things. So, a bit of a shout out to Tim. Thank you, my friend. All right, well, let's dive in. What's going on? Why is the media saying such things? And what do we think we should do about it as property investors? How do we act or react or interpret this information? We look at what's going on. We go, all right, well, is there any fact? Is there any data? Is there any information for us as property investors that we should be aware of? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. All right. I'm going to do a question here. So the number of investor sales, folks, the number of investor sales has gone up ever so slightly. A certain percentage, 18% or something like that. Now, up from record lows, by the way. However, what happens? So tell me, investors flee the market. Investors flee the market. Now, I want you sitting at home, wherever you are, I want you to work with me and say, all right, what happens when investors sell? What happens when investors sell? And by and large, let's say they're selling things that selling properties that not working for them as an investment. Okay, the cash flow might be a bit low, the pressure might be there, maybe the growth hasn't happened for them, maybe their personal lives. You're already onto it, Alex. And this is the part where, you know, this is the flip side of what's going on and happening, folks. Who's buying those properties? So by and large, who's purchasing those properties? Yep. Leases and rents go up, right? You're dead right, Jeff. You're dead right, Alex, right? So it's actually a sad day. It's actually not a great time, not great at all for the rental market when property investors sell. Now, I would what's my nickname for people who buy properties in the good time and sell them when it's a little bit tough? Anyone know what my nickname is for those individuals? I wouldn't call them property investors. Sometimes people might get offended by it, but you know, someone who only buys if things are going to go up forever and never have a pause or a bit of a downtime, you know, they're not investors at all. They're not. Alex is on it. Yeah, that good work, Chris. They're good time Charlies. Oh, I'm only going to have tin pot turkeys. I think the tin pot turkeys are the damn politicians, mate. They're Muppets or tin pot turkeys for sure, Jeff. Now, listen, you know, I say this to be a little provocative and offensive because property investing is not easy. And if you get into it thinking that it's only ever and up, and you got your head firmly stuck where the sun don't, folks. You know, that's not real. That's not real life. That is completely not what's going on. You know, who don't understand property, certainly is a creative. You need to stick at it. You know, there you go. Anyway, if you're selling because you have to and you're snookered, fine. Fine, learn from that and move on. But those who are selling, oh, it didn't go up in value. You know, what's your problem? Like the concept of investing is medium to long term. The wealthiest people in the world, you go speak to, you know, anyone who understands long term. It's about the ownership over a long time and creating cash flow to support the acquisition of those assets. But anyway, I'm getting off track as I normally do. The good time Charlies are leaving. Some of them are good riddance as far as I'm concerned, because what they do is they sell properties for less than they're worth. And then they really disrupt marketplaces if they get out all at once. But that's not happening right now, by and large, unlike in the GFC. So what's going on, folks? Well, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen for this. This is what's going on, right? Rentals, you know, being sold, a small increase from last year, you know, a few percent. But what's happening, ladies and gents, is that the number of properties available for renters, right? Because, you know, by and large, you know, renters might not be able to afford the properties, are leaving the market. So here's my call, and that's why we saw just recently, you know, the vacancy rate again be at record lows around the country, because the number, the existing properties on the market for rent are dwindling because landlords are being a bit squeezed by high interest rates and not the right psychology nor the right financial organization. They're not organized financially enough to sustain, you know, some small adjustments in the marketplace for a couple of years. So they're selling. That now is being purchased by owner-occupiers who've got no other choices. They've been sort of sitting there for 12 months, 18 months, maybe even longer, waiting for properties to come on the market, a little bit more choice now. They're being snapped up. Voila, it's happening. It's happening, folks. You know, that's going to push rents up. Less rentals, rents go up. End of story. Alex and Jeff are on that all over it. All right, what else is going on then? Land lot sales. Land sales boom in Sydney and crash in Melbourne. Interesting times. Why are things crashing in Melbourne? Well, they're not crashing in Melbourne. That's rubbish. However, what did Victoria do? You know, the hits just keep on rolling for the Victorian, the state of Victoria. One day they'll get some politicians, not tin pot turkeys, Jeff, not tin pot turkeys. Absolute Muppets down there. What did they do? Folks, what has really affected the psychology of investors and property owners in Melbourne? Folks, do you guys know what happened end of last year? I don't know if you remember. It feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? 2023 feels like forever ago. Chris is on it. You're all over it, Chris. You're all over it. They changed land tax rules. Now, when you do the calculation, folks, it's not a lot of money. It's not. You know, in the scheme of things, it's hundreds of dollars, maybe $1,000, right? Right. But what happened? The psychology of those who react in fear, and don't do the calculation. I've got a very good rationalization process that I use. You know, according to who, so what, now what, right? So land tax went up, according to who? Okay, that's facts. I'll go find it out. Okay, so what? So what is, let's quantify it. It went up $900. Is that going to end the world? Let's just check in on my facts on Melbourne. You know, major city, big population, recovering from the worst COVID lockdowns in the world. You know, attractive city, immigration, jobs, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty good. Yep. You're dead right, Chris. So it gets people into the future. You're right. What do we do as property investors to manage some of our land tax stuff? Well, you guys know the drill. Land tax is around and we diversify, right? So you check in. So what? How much is it? What's it going to look like? Would that mean I shouldn't invest there? Yes or no? Maybe. Who knows the answer? You work the answer out and you go for it. What does it do, though? What does it do? Well, here's what it does. Tell me what the opposite side, just like the number of rentals, what pressures does it have, folks, on the market when the psychology is going on? And Paul said it perfectly. I couldn't have asked a better question. So tell me, what happens? What happens? Let's say, what's happening in Melbourne compared to Brisbane, folks? What's happening in Melbourne compared to Brisbane, or Melbourne compared to Perth, folks, in that space? Now, rentals are going through the roof in Melbourne, just like many of the other states. But what's happening, you know, and Paul said it absolutely perfectly here, right? He said it perfectly. He said, you know what, you know, it's land tax this time, last time electrical gas checks, yada, yada, wonder what's next. So in our minds, we're uncertain about what we're doing as property investors. We're going, bloody hell, what are they going to have a crack at next? Paul said this perfectly. I'm not going to sell, but I'm not bloody buying either. And fair cop. Like, why would you buy? You're like fucking, like cat on a hot tin roof, right? Now, for me, I'd probably dive into that a little bit, Paul, and say, well, maybe if you've got one or two in Melbourne already, then you should be buying in other states, diversify. Maybe Brisbane's next, maybe Perth's next for you, maybe Sydney. Maybe you're already across all of that, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, this is what's happening. People aren't buying because they're uncertain. They're worried about what's next, okay? And that's the problem with the Victorian rules. Even though the impact might be only small in dollar terms, they've psychologically disturbed the investors, and that's what's happening, right? That's what's happening. However, here's the flip side. Here's my opportunistic side on this. What will happen? What is happening right now? One of the largest cities in Australia, is now one of the cheapest to buy a new house built in that state, in that city. Now, don't miss the value of that, folks. Don't miss the value of that. You know, other places, Adelaide. It's the same price to build a house, to buy and buy some land, build a house in Adelaide than it is in Melbourne. Go figure, folks. So there you go. So on the flip side, now, is there value in that? Can you make that work? Those are other questions. But one of the largest cities in Australia, economically quite sound and strong, politically a bit of a mess. That will change. It will get fixed up. Melbourneites won't take this laying down. They'll have a fight back. Anyway, that's the way I see things in this situation, folks. That's what's happening. Those of us who are unsure about what's going to occur are holding back in fair reasoning. You know, what will they bloody do next is the conversation. And the challenge is that, folks, you know, the dwelling commencements, the future is going to make it worse. Like all of this stuff that we've been talking about, you know, there's a downward trajectory on this stuff. The commencements in Australia of developments are down pretty significantly, and the supply into the future, especially against the population. Look at this. This is quite a good one, you know, and you've got to go check some extra stuff here, but, you know, the supply down, the population, boom, up, massive. Right. And a lot of those, we talked about this the other day, didn't we, folks? We talked about the number of students coming into the country, right? And sort of they're back, but they're not leaving because there's this 3 to 4 year cycle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So there you go. Anyway, a lot of things now, units and houses. So houses, like, you know, houses have pipped along forever and a day, forever and a day. Pretty constantly. Now, one of the things, folks, tell me what's one of the things that's always missed on this graph here, right? So, you know what? This is the other thing. Oh, we're going to build, you know, a million houses in, we're going to build a million houses in the next 5 years. When have we ever done that? Look, on this graph here, when have we ever built a million houses, folks? When's it ever happened? It's never bloody happened in Australia's history, right? Ludicrous, the politicians pulling that shit. You know, I'm amazed that there's not one newspaper have said, hang on, folks, hang on. You know, Mr. Prime Minister, you say you're going to build 200,000. There's no evidence that we've ever done it, ever. The total average, you know, or here we go, maybe up there, 200. Our record one time. However, the thing in here that I love to show everyone is the population in 1984, folks. The population, I think it was like 12 million. 12 million people were building 100,000 houses in 1984. What's the population now? What's the population now, folks? 27 million people. 27 million people. How many houses are we building? still 100,000. It's never put in that context. Maybe someone can check 1984. Was it 12 million or 16 million or something like that? But it certainly wasn't 27 million, folks. So there you go. The media like to jump on things. I always have a little look at what's going on, folks. What's going on for you, for me, for us as property investors, and sort of say, hey, listen, is there any fact in there? Is there any data? Is there any stuff? And, you know, what can we understand about those movements? More investors are selling their properties. That's taking rentals out of the market. Sad for those who are looking for rents. That's only going to put more pressure on the rents that exist. Less completions and less investors buying off the plan. Now, owner-occupiers, that's what I didn't say. Owner-occupiers, by and large, historically, were a very small portion of those who purchased pre-construction property, right? Those who bought property to market. Very small portion in comparison. So, you know, investors are being chased away through stupidity from governments like Victoria with land tax, you know, grabs. High interest rates, you're not going to bring much more property to market. That's what happens as well. So there you go. What does it mean? Well, it means if you own some real estate in the right spot, you're going to be okay. Manage your cash flow as you always need to do, and For my money, if you're in the acquisition phase, there's a couple of spots to buy that are going to be really good. So don't miss out. Don't miss out. Sam's talking about this cost push. I might do that in the next couple of days, actually. Anyway, I'm just rabbiting on now. Done and dusted, folks. Good to see you. Thanks for joining me on the live stream. See you tomorrow. Join me for another one. Same time. We'll do it again. 8:10. You guys know the drill. So yeah, let's do that. All right, folks. That's it from me. Bye now. Cheers.